And we're back in the studio now, where we're going to hear some pianists. It is, after all, the piano, which is at the heart of Music Fest Northwest. It was piano teachers who created this festival somewhere around 1946, right after World War II, so that pianists could really hear each other and get that collegiality as well as a chance to play. And it's grown into this major music festival with all the different divisions and the instruments and ballet represented. Also want to mention really often the two major concerts, because they're so extraordinary. They so deserve you, the radio listener, to be in the seats at the Fox tonight at 7:30 for the Young Artists Concert, and then Friday night at 7:30 for the Highlights Concert. Two extraordinary free concerts at the Fox, Wednesday and Friday evening at 7:30. Carolyn Kreutzer is a senior at EWU, where she studies with Dr. Jody Graves, and has for us a couple pieces. Let's begin with Richard Rodney Bennett's composition, which is the third movement of a piece called Excursions. From the studio, Carolyn Kreutzer, is that pronounced right? Kreutzer, thank you. Excursions by Richard Rodney Bennett, played for us in the studio by Carolyn Kreutzer. Okay, I'll get your name right by the time we're done here, because we have another piece. I just asked her to play something else, and you just happen to have a Mozart sonata. Which sonata movement? Mozart sonata in C minor, K457, third movement? First movement from our pianist, Carolyn Kreutzer. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Carolyn, come talk to me while Sophie gets ready to play. And so you're about to graduate from Eastern.
Yep.
Have you been there all 4 years?
Yes.
as an undergraduate? And was Jody Graves a big reason you ended up there?
Definitely, yes.
Talk about her as a teacher.
She is so welcoming. Like, when I came and auditioned, I immediately loved her just brilliant, vibrant personality, and she just exudes that in her work and in her students, and it's just wonderful to be a part of.
And I assume amongst all that, then, she's also put your nose to the grindstone and taught you everything you need to know.
Definitely.
Good. So you're continuing as in piano performance?
I am, yes.
Yeah, with hopes and dreams of what?
Just continuing to be part of the music world. I don't really care which, it's just I need to be part of it, and I love doing what I'm doing, so.
Great. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Carolyn Kreuzer, a senior at EWU. So to the end of the spectrum, fifth grader Sophia G is at the piano. She goes to Libby Odyssey, and she studies with Carolyn Brett and has for us the first movement of the Beethoven Sonatina in F. Let's enjoy the piano playing of Sophia G. Thank you. Sophia G. playing for us the music of Beethoven, Sonatina NF, the first movement. And she's a student of Carolyn Brett, fifth grader at Libby Odyssey. What a treat to hear from you. Thank you. So now we're going to spend time with Birdwell Williams brothers. We've already heard from Cedric as an organist, and so I think you heard a little bit about that wonderful organ program, the Organ Academy, that got started this year, and so has engaged a lot of young people in organ playing. But we have Cedric and Kiernan in order going to play piano for us. Cedric is a 16-year-old pianist, a 10th grader who's homeschooled, lives in Deer Park, and studies piano with Janice Smith. The music of Franz Liszt, this is Consolation Number 3, pianist Cedric Bidwell Williams. Thank you. Wow, we can't clap, it's too beautiful. Wow, really lovely. Cedric Bidwell Williams playing for us Consolation by Franz Liszt, 16-year-old pianist who's a 10th grader and studies with Janice Smith. Let's have your brother play and then we'll have a conversation with both of you. It's Brother Kiernan, whom you just heard speaking on the radio a little bit ago relative to the organ playing that they have both done, is here at the piano and has for us a miniature by Joaquin Turina, pianist Kiernan Bidwell Williams. Okay, this was Cedric's brother, Kiernan Bidwell Williams. Let's have the two of you come to the microphone, find out what goes on in the drinking water at Deer Park that you both play so beautifully. And it's really, really nice. So first, let's get your voices. Cedric, hello, Cedric.
Hi.
And you're how old?
I am 16.
Okay, and Kiernan, you're how old?
I'm 14.
You're 14, okay. And do you live right in Deer Park, or do you live out in some beautiful place outside?
Well, it's very beautiful. It's right on the outskirts of Deer Park, so we're still considered within the city.
Yeah, nice. Well, and so how many pianos do you have in the house?
We have two pianos in our house. One is a grand piano, and we have that upstairs. And then we have an upright piano, which we keep downstairs so that more than one person can practice at once, because there is a lot of practicing that happens at our house on a daily basis.
And how many siblings do you have that are playing music at home, in addition to the two of you?
At home, we just have one, a younger sister, Celeste, and she has recently taken up the piano. She's doing very well. We're all proud of her.
Nice. So what about this immersion in music? Is this something you grew up with, always hearing it?
Absolutely. My parents are extremely musical, the two of them. My mom sings like an angel, and my dad can play pretty much any instrument you throw at him. And we just grew up in such an enriched environment with music, and so it's kind of like a second nature. It always has been.
Nice. So, and we'll return to the music because I want to talk to you in a bit about composition. But in addition to that, do you have animals, and do you live the bucolic rural lifestyle?
We have chickens, and I have a fish, but that's it as far as animals go.
What about you, Kiernan? Do you come into the mic a little closer?
We have chickens. We have a field that we're doing alfalfa in.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Love living kind of in the farmlands out there kind of comes with that.
Yeah, nice. And so is your piano teacher right there in Deer Park, or do you come into town for
she's
lessons?
She's on Highway 2, so pretty close.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. And Karen, in addition to playing the piano, and then you already talked about the organ on the air, do you do any other instruments?
Yeah, I play saxophone.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so are you able to play that in an ensemble somewhere or just at home?
Yeah, I'm actually auditioning for a band real soon, a big band masterclass.
Oh, that's a great thing to do.
Yeah,
that's a really wonderful ensemble, so you'll be going to that. So you you folks are going to get increasingly used to driving into Spokane together for that. And back to you, Cedric. Let's talk a little bit more about your complete immersion, because that includes composition. Have you always just kind of sat at the piano and done stuff ever since you can remember?
Absolutely. But more recently, it's been a little more serious. Well, I'll sit down at the piano and actually have a goal to write something and stay there till it happens.
Okay. And so stay there till it happens. You just kind of wander around on the keys till the right notes come along? Or what goes on in your head?
I like to compose early in the morning or very late at night. I feel that's when I'm most creative. Mm-hmm. And I will hear, just plunking around, I'll hear a note that I just love, or a couple notes, or a progression, and just build upon it until I've created something that is just gorgeous.
Nice. And have you written mostly piano music or other things too?
Yes, mostly piano music. I am working on a friend of mine is doing an audio drama, The Stories of Father Brown, and so I'm helping him with some of the music for that as well, which I am writing in full orchestra. And then I hope to move on to choral music as well.
Yeah. So in the Father Brown score that you're doing, are you doing that at a computer?
Yes, I do that at a computer.
Sure, yeah, so that you can account for all of the different things. Yeah, Cedric Williams and Kiernan Williams, who are playing for us. Do you have any more things to do in the music festival this year? This year, are you done?
Music Fest is done for me. I got a gold in my piano division on Monday, and then a silver in my organ division yesterday.
Yeah, and then you won the Dotson.
I did, yes.
Talk about winning that.
The Dotson Award is the award for best played organ piece in junior high through high school division.
Yeah, and I know you already talked a little bit about the organ, but you talk about this organ immersion that you've had this year.
I had the absolute privilege to be included in what is called Organ Academy, which was sponsored by AGO, the American Organ Chapter, the Spokane Chapter, and Music Fest. It was spearheaded by Rainey Close, and basically she gathered experienced piano students and said, you need to learn organ, because the organ division was gradually dwindling, and so she really wanted to bring it back to life. Her own daughter plays very well, and so that was really it. We were all assigned teachers and had about 5 months of lessons, and then we're put into Music Fest.
Wow, what a great success story that is.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, okay, the Bidwell Williams brothers, thank you very much.